Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I had Jerry envy last week because I missed the show on Tuesday because I was sick. And then come to find out you guys didn't even have him. I felt better about it.
You called out sick because Jerry had to reschedule. Yep. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, man. Good to be on with you today.
Hey, how much more perfect could that game have gone? We had a checklist of things we were crying and complaining about with Tank and Jalen and Xavier Woods needing to show up and getting turnovers and Tony Pollard touches and the offense looking different and creative and explosive. And it all got solved like in the first quarter. How great was that win overall?
Well, first of all, it's trite to say that it gives us such a positive to go forward with, much less technically what it did relative to a record, relative to what it did to the division. But what I really think for me was the energy that I saw. Now, you say, well, when you step out there and drive that ball down that field like we did the first time, make those big plays, it'll give you energy. Yes, it do. It does for sure. And so I think energy is it. They played with it. They caught it early, used it, motivated themselves with it, and that's a builder right there. You can build from that. You know, we talk about these bad times and hard times and how they build something for the future. Maybe that's what we can do and look back, look at the makeup of how we lost those three games, continue to just burn it in our minds, burn it in our head, and go forward with the positive win of Philadelphia.
Jerry, when you see a game like that, and in the game against like Green Bay, they made comments in the game broadcast how the team looked lifeless on the sideline, and then you mentioned how energetic and how just fast this team looked. Do you say to yourself or wonder, why can't we do this every week? Why can't we be this energized all the time?
Well, of course you do, and that is what you strive for. In a way, you can. Now that ball's got to, you've got to get those turnovers, and I don't want to be trite, but we got those turnovers, but we got them with effort, and we've been saying, everybody's been saying, we need to have a defense that flies around and was flying around. We need to have one that can take advantage of turnovers, and we did. So, again, you take those turnovers in other games before those, and they went against us. They went for us Sunday, and that's good. But make no mistake about it. Turnovers are part of crisp, hard plays. We had our setbacks. We had the penalties that were against us, but we overcame them with energy.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan with Sean and RJ. You said after the game you took two beatings the week before, the Jets, and then you know how we do in the media. Did you think the guys heard all the criticism being challenged? The Cowboys are frauds. They're overrated. Doug Peterson, did any of that factor into energizing the guys?
Yeah, I think it does. It's not a mistake. Now, Peterson's comment, I looked at it and was it was appropriate for as far as normally not giving what we call locker room fodder or things to hang on the wall in the opposing team's locker room. But as I well know, you've got to watch out. You can mean one thing and it be interpreted as the other, and that's what actually sticks. And that did stick. But it motivates. The one of the biggest motivating things in my life is the fact that people would say they can't do it. I must tell you, I've had a lot of criticism since when Bob and by the Dallas Cowboys. It has done nothing but motivate me. I don't like it, but it motivates me.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Did the offense look a little more exciting to you with Pollard out there and Dak with his legs and some looked like some different plays on the goal line that we hadn't seen for a while? Did you sit there saying, hey, why don't we try this every week, or the game dictates that?
We have in the portfolio that began back in training camp, we have the ability to really mix it up, and we can do it within the game or we can do it game to game. And I think we saw a real good mix. We saw what Dak does so well, and that's that run-pass option. We saw some of that. We saw the run option off of it as well. And so he does it. He does that extremely well. We saw him do some different things in there. He got up under center on short yardage. That's pretty different.
Jerry, are you happy for Jason that all the hot seat talk goes away, at least for this week?
Yes, I am. But he's focused. He's got thick skin. He's seasoned. He's used to that. We saw him at his best out there Sunday, and we saw his team at really prepared at their best. And we're going to look back. I always have, and we're going to have games like we did against the Jets that just still wonder why you look forward. But we'll have games like we had 2 days ago against that Philadelphia, and we'll see. That's when we took a step forward. That's when we started doing this as a team. I was proud of that offensive line. Our offensive line had just complete a game. But isn't it amazing when you got your two tackles, and they happen to be Lyle Collins and they happen to be Tyron Smith? Lyle Collins played, I think, the best game I've ever seen him play.
And I thought Britt Brown deserved a game ball. How all five of those guys got out there. We just told Jason yesterday we thought it was a credit to not only their toughness and their want-to in a huge game, but how about Britt Brown and the effort to get him back out there?
Well, I think we all appreciate. We've always had the two head trainers, and I mean that, two head trainers, Jim Maurer and Britt Brown. They've been here a long time, but that's no accident. They've endured the insults of Bill Parcells, and I laugh. He used to really be hard on that training room back there, but which was everybody really appreciated what he was trying to get done. But Brett is just absolutely distinguished himself, and he has the focus and time on getting players that are rehabbing. Get them on the field. I know that when it's done right, it can be long term. It can really be used as a positive again. Michael Irvin said when he had horrific knee surgery in his second year of being in the NFL, he said it was the turning point in his career. That's when he knew what it meant to him to be in the NFL, what it meant to his family, and his rehab effort up until that time was just the best anybody had ever seen. And he would always say that was a turning point in my career, positively.
Jerry, you brought up Coach Parcells, and you know, he's a no-nonsense. He's a football's coach's coach. Meanwhile, you know, you've mentioned that you're looking for reasons to keep Jason Garrett around. How important is it for you as the owner to have a good relationship with the coach, to be able to have a coach that you get along with personally, you know, off the field and on?
Listen, my offices have been for the last 30-something years, probably 30 feet, 40 feet. That may be an exaggeration. It could be 50 feet down the hall. But the most important thing is that, you know, I'm there every day. I've always been amazed. I'm really amazed at any criticism of being that involved. I'm aware of why it comes, but in anything else, you see the owner picking the trash up, or you see the owner walking through and talking to every aspect of the business, you know they're on top of it, and they're really making people accountable. But it's important that you have that good relationship. Is it important that you have a yes man there from any perspective? It's important not to have a yes man. Jason Garrett is not a yes man. And I don't say that must me protest. I say that because he's not. Is Jason respectful of the order of things? Of course he is.
That's a great quote, because one of the reasons we love interviewing you is because you're always aware of the stories and the narratives, so you don't bite our heads off when we ask you. And the criticism is always, well, if Jerry was a Jack, Jerry should sacrifice some of his comfort and bring in someone that may be better qualified versus having the great relationship he's comfortable with. And that's been, you know, that's been out there that, you know, it doesn't matter that Jerry's all comfortable. It should be about the team winning titles.
Well, I think you, I've always thought that the way we run the team, the way I run the team, is it's straight line to the big decisions. The opposite of that would be where the coach and the head coach had to answer to the general manager. That's usually who hires him. And then the general manager sitting there going to the owner or a committee of owners, but going to an owner for the big decisions. We don't have any of that. We can go straight line, go straight in there. Steven's up to his eyeballs in this thing every day. For that matter, our entire family's in there every day, but everybody knows what's going on, and I do. And so when we're sitting there in Washington, D.C. last year, while our team was going through the National Monument and while we're doing that, we're sitting there trading for Cooper, and we can do that while we're having lunch. That's the way that works. And that, when you can go that straight line, you get some things done sometimes you otherwise wouldn't.
Jerry, you always spin things positively, so I thought of you when I saw this quote. But when Urban Meyer says the Cowboys are that type of great job and he would be interested, do you take that as a compliment, or is that a no-no for a coach to say, well, Jason is still employed?
If Urban Meyer to say that is a compliment, period. And I really know that. The job is a great job. And now, that's not implying that I made it that way or I don't make it that way. It's just the place to be. The other night, as an example, we broke all records for appearances before 20 million people. And make no mistake about it, if you are bent that way, or you have an inclination as a person, if you like to go to center stage, if you like to have to answer or have an opportunity to be at the very top, then our organization gives you that opportunity. And we're all aware of that, and we want to really, once you're there, you want to, that's inspirational, I think, is the best way to say it. So it doesn't surprise me that Urban would have that kind of opinion of the head coaching job for the Dallas Cowboys.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Also the other night, your great buddy, Al Michaels, along with Chris Collinsworth, in the spirit of the NFL 100, came up with their Cowboys Mount Rushmore, and I want to see what you think of their choice. Tom Landry, Bob Lilly, Roger, and Emmett. Would Jerry Jones have a different top four for his Cowboys Mount Rushmore?
I don't in any way. Now, obviously, I don't have a Rushmore because you'd have to, for me, you'd have to probably take half the Rockies to get it to get it up there. So I couldn't do it for four, but certainly the ones that were on there deserve to be in any makeup of names that have lifted this franchise to where its interest is today.
Jerry, it's the bye week. Do you view the bye week as a good opportunity to, you know, get some deals done, get the remaining guys unsigned? Do you view this as an opportunity to have some more opportunity with have one-on-ones with them?
No, not necessarily at all. That's ongoing. It's what it is, but it's ongoing. And when the games are going on, if you have business, in this particular case, contract business, that can be ongoing if it's happening. And so the representatives of the players themselves, I, of all people, have no issue with a player stepping out of a meeting or stepping off a practice field and potentially visiting with his agent about his contract. Someone may say you're crazy, but I'm a multitask guy, and I don't have bright lines. Don't go there. This is all you need to be thinking about. I've never had that philosophy. I have blurred lines, and so it's not a problem for me to be talking business with any player at any time.
Jerry, there's a report out there that it's looking less and less likely like Amari would return next year, that you guys would be able to sign him. Considering you gave up a first-round pick for him, do you view there's more pressure to get him signed just because of the draft pick compensation?
Well, we're proud to have Amari, and he's impactful to our team. That's exactly what we use that pick for. He's certainly performed at the level that we had anticipated. As far as extending him, I know that no one has that type of information because I'm the only one that ultimately makes that decision. I have no reason to think that Amari Cooper won't finish his career with the Dallas Cowboys.
Jerry, before the game, saw a picture of you and Don Van Natta, who wrote that profile piece on you, and he went on a radio interview and said Jerry Jones views this year as his last best chance, that he takes losses more seriously and hard than you could ever know. But we were like, last best chance? This is a young core set up for the future. Do you view this season that way?
No, I don't. I have all the respect in the world for Don, but the facts are, and I enjoyed my time with him when we were working on that ESPN piece. But certainly, I don't view this as in any way my last season. I hope to be involved many years to come.
So, Jerry, before we let you go, we all go through the schedule and try to say, oh, they're going to be 5-2, and they should be this, they should be that. Where are you with what you expected and your satisfaction level with 4-3 heading into the bye?
Yeah, I'd like to be ahead of where we are. But the key thing is looking at the team. And the question is about the schedules. It should be. You can see there that we lost a couple of close ones, and we probably lost a third one that we could have won, or any combination of 1, 2, or 3 in between there. But, boy, do I like what we did with those 4 wins. And so it's where the team is, and I like where this team is relative to looking ahead at our competition. We're gonna be able to compete. This bye does give us a chance to be healthier. We're reasonably healthy. That's key. That's real key. And if we can do that, the players that are evolving, I see Amari and he's just better, getting better. But look at the makeup of our offensive line. We've got a real chance. We've still got that good depth. I'm talking injury-wise here. Look over at our defensive line. I see what's coming on the way. I like this team. So I don't want to look at the daunting aspect of that the teams we've got to play ahead. This is going to be some fun for our fans.
Well, look, it was a perfect win. We're all floating, and we got time to enjoy it with the bye week. Oh, what are you doing for fun? What are you doing to get away for the bye week?
Well, I won't get away. I will. I've got several things we're doing. A couple of them with the NFL that going to require some time in here. But this is football time for me, and. So there won't be any extended trips or anything on a boat or anything like that. I'll be focused on what we're doing for the rest of the year. This is a good opportunity for us.
Well, Jerry, congratulations. Thank you for the time. Hopefully you were able to dodge the tornadoes from the other night that were taking place during the game. And we'll talk to you next week.
Well, I sure hate it for the ones who did get damage there. And I'm glad that the injuries were at a minimum. But, that was a lot going on. We had it going on inside, and it was going on outside. I had no idea until I got up in the morning and saw what had been done. So Sorry for the issues and the things that the weather caused a lot of people.
Love having you as always, Jerry. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.